First, 2021 is set to be a huge year for space exploration. On the schedule for the year, there are multiple missions to Mars, the launch of the most powerful telescope ever built, missions to the moon, and a lot more. Eric Berger is the senior space editor at Ars Technica and author of the book Liftoff, Elon Musk and the Desperate Early Days That Launched SpaceX. That's coming out this March. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Rob.
Well, you wrote a piece, and I just kept scrolling and scrolling. There's a lot going on this year. What are you most excited about when it comes to the various launches, telescopes, arrivals, and so on?
I think I would say there are a couple things. First of all, for me, the number one ticket item is the launch of the James Webb Space Telescope that you mentioned. You know, this has been in the making for two decades. It's cost taxpayers more than $10 billion. And, you know, it's been delayed for a number of years. And so the fact that it really is probably finally going to go to space in October of 2021. And then once it gets there, it has to go through this complicated process of unfurling itself before it sort of opens up, you know, a brand new set of eyes on the cosmos for us. It is very, very exciting to see that finally happen.
Now, the Hubble Space Telescope really revolutionized our view of space. And I've heard astronomers say, you know, this is the next step. This is the thing that's going to open our eyes in a lot of different ways. What kind of things are we hoping to learn?
Well, what this is going to do is this is going to enable us to see further back into the early universe. And so, you know, we're hoping to see potentially, you know, looking far enough away allows you to effectively look back in time. And so it may be able to peer back far enough that we're seeing the formation of the first galaxies and to really understand what happened there. And then it's also going to do a bunch of other different things. It will be useful for looking at atmospheres of nearby exoplanets. And so these are planets around other stars, not too far from the sun. And we can get a look in their atmospheres and see if there's water, carbon, or other interesting things that might be there that would tell us about what those worlds might be like.
Now, closer to home, we've got Mars and a few craft on the way. What is supposed to, if all goes well, happen on Mars this year?
Yeah, so last summer, three spacecraft launched. One was a mission by the United Arab Emirates, and this mission is going to try to go into orbit around Mars. It's that country's first interplanetary mission, certainly the first interplanetary mission by any of the Arab nations. They built their spacecraft in conjunction with the U.S. University in Colorado. So that's going to try to go into orbit around Mars. Of course, NASA is trying to land its Perseverance rover on the surface of Mars. This is the follow-up to Curiosity. Its landing profile is going to be similar. If you remember, about 8 years ago, it went through the 8 minutes of terror to reach the surface of Mars. And so Perseverance is going to do something similar. And then finally, China launched a very ambitious probe. They've never sent a spacecraft to Mars, and they're not just trying to send an orbiter, but they're trying to send a spacecraft that will also land and then deploy a rover. And what's notable about that is only the United States has ever successfully put a spacecraft down on the surface of Mars and had it survive more than 20 seconds. One Soviet Union probe made it and survived that long and then died. And no other nation has ever put a rover on the surface of Mars. And so that'll be a big feat. All of this is likely to happen sometime in the February timeframe.
Wow. Okay. But this is risky stuff, especially the ones trying to land. What are your hopes for success? Do you think there's a chance all three are going to do the job?
I think there's a reasonable chance all three will make it. NASA certainly has done this before. They did almost this exact same mission. And so unless someone, you know, screwed up, they probably should make it. That there's no guarantee. Also, I think the UAE orbiter has a pretty good chance of making it. Although, you know, again, it's a difficult thing. I think the China will definitely be one to watch. They've had success with their moon probes that they've done, the Chang'e probes over the last few years. But this is a whole, you know, this is a whole step up for them, a whole new ballgame. So that's one I'm probably most interested in watching.
Talking to Eric Berger, senior space editor at Ars Technica, looking at a lot of interesting space launch news or space arrival news this year, 2021. Now, private companies doing a lot. You have a whole book coming out related to SpaceX. What are we watching for this year from them?
Well, the primary thing will be their work on building the next generation launch system that they're calling Starship. And they've been working on that in South Texas. They've built multiple versions of these vehicles as they attempt to fly them higher and eventually reach orbit potentially later this year. You know, they had their first flight to a high altitude in December. Your listeners may have seen that vehicle kind of go up and make a kind of a belly flop, and then as it tried to land, it crash landed. That was pretty much expected, and they're hoping to learn from that and build more and more of these vehicles, and as I say, launch it on a big rocket by the end of the year and reach orbit. Also, this is going to be a very important year for SpaceX and for Boeing, NASA's two partners in its program to get astronauts to the International Space Station. Last year, SpaceX flew its first two human flights into orbit on its Crew Dragon vehicle. And, you know, you can never really take human spaceflight for granted. And so they've got at least a couple more human flights this year, beginning as early as March. And so that it's certainly, you know, you'd be crossing your fingers watching those. And then Boeing potentially could also launch humans into space for the first time on its Starliner vehicle toward the end of the year.
And you mentioned the space station. Did I read it right? Russia is looking to add a little space to the space station?
Well, we'll see. You know, Russia's space program says a lot of things, and then they do some of it and they don't some of it. And they've been trying to add this science module called Nauka to the space station for a while. It has now been moved to the launch site in Kazakhstan, and so we think it probably will go up this year and it'd be attached to the International Space Station. And that's good because the Russian side of the station right now is more than 20 years old. It's pretty cramped, and so this would add some nice space on that side of the station and also some redundant capabilities in terms of thrusters and things like that.
Now, how about the moon? Anything going on there this year?
Yeah, the moon keeps heating up. What we're hoping to see this year is NASA, as you know, has a plan to return humans to the moon by 2024. There's a new presidential administration, and they may change that up. I think one thing's for sure is they'll recognize or they'll say that the 2024 date is too aggressive with the current funding they have for the program. But before they send humans, NASA wants to do some exploration mission. There's a lot of excitement about the potential for ice at the poles of the moon in these regions that never really see sunshine inside these craters at the north and south poles of the moon. And so they want to send some scientific missions there, but they don't want to spend too much money. So they've been partnering with commercial companies where basically they pay a certain amount of money and a commercial company builds a rover or a spacecraft to carry those science experiments to the moon. The commercial company goes out and finds a rocket to get them there. And then NASA gets to do experiments on the moon. And among those are missions to study these potential ice deposits at the lunar poles. The first of those missions could launch toward the end of this year. And that would be very exciting. That the science chief of NASA, a guy named Thomas Zurbuchen, has described this basically as shots on goal, which is a nice way of saying that they're paying less than they would for a standard NASA mission. So they expect some to succeed and others maybe not. As you may recall, in the last few years, Israel and India both tried to send their own spacecraft to land on the moon, and neither of them made it. So it's not easy to get to the moon. It's easier than Mars, but it's still pretty difficult.
In our last 30 seconds or so, Eric, 5-6 years ago, I did an interview with a researcher who was raising alarms about space junk, too much stuff in orbit. You write, this year, maybe there's going to be some efforts to start tidying up. What's going on?
Boy, let's hope so. They're, you know, we're adding hundreds and hundreds of satellites a year into low Earth orbit with the Starlink constellation from SpaceX and OneWeb and others like that. This year, finally, we may see some movement to try to remove debris that's flying around up there, spent rocket stages and things like that. There's a company called Astroscale that's trying to demonstrate that they can lock onto this debris and potentially move it out of orbit. So we're taking some baby steps, but we're certainly not doing that as fast as stuff is being put up there. So that's a valid concern.
Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure, Rob.
That's Eric Berger, senior space editor at Ars Technica, author of the book Liftoff, Elon Musk and the Desperate Early Days That Launched SpaceX. That book's coming out this March. He joined us for a look at a lot of action in Earth's orbit and beyond. Many launches going up, satellites expected to be put up, telescopes and missions arriving in Mars.